Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Michelle, who says, how do I deal with a know-it-all little girl? She's 5 and she loves to correct her big brother, her friends, a rare situation these days, her daddy, and me. My husband insists that she stop correcting mispronunciations or false statements or what she interprets as false. But I also want to encourage her to speak up and stand up for wrongs. I just worry that if we stifle her know-it-all tendencies, it could discourage her in the classroom, the boardroom, and in future dealings. So do we just ignore it and hope it's just a quick phase? This is a great question. And as you probably know, our episode last week was about teaching our daughters to speak up for themselves. And if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely do. Marissa Porges, who is the author of the new book, What Girls Need, was our guest in that episode. And she was full of insights. This one is a little more complicated, a know-it-all kid. I had a know-it-all kid. I was a know-it-all kid. And hopefully, yes, it is a phase. But since you say that friends are a rare situation right now, I do think it's something that you might want to help your daughter through a little bit. I think we need to tease out the difference here for your child between showing the world what she knows and correcting other people to do so. I'm sure you saw the meme recently that it was on a roller coaster in Japan at a amusement park that reopened after the pandemic, and they put signs, please scream inside your heart instead of out loud. This is a teaching people to scream inside their heart kind of moment. I am kind of a know-it-all, and when I see apostrophes in the wrong place on Christmas cards, it makes me want to throw something, but I don't call the people up and let them know. I scream inside my heart. The way to do that, I think, is to put a step in where she can come and whisper to you, that's not how you pronounce that word. He said that it's Tuesday and it's really Wednesday. She can come and let you know that if you're there, or if you're not there, she can acknowledge to herself, that's not true. And I know that actually frogs live in ponds, whatever it is, without saying it out loud. This is a step that she can learn. And then the step that we learn as adults is to scream inside our hearts. But the reason that she's not doing that yet is that a 5-year-old is still not really aware that other people might have different emotional states than she does. We need to teach our kids affective empathy, which means vicariously experiencing someone else's emotions. They don't just get that. Or I guess they'll get it eventually, but some less quickly than others. And a 5-year-old is really still learning that for herself, that she might get a puffed chest of accomplishment from telling a friend, that's not how you say that word. And that's counteracted by her friend's hurt feelings. But she's still really learning that her friend's hurt feelings are something very separate from her own, and that they can have totally separate emotions. So there's a level of self-awareness there that will come with time, but this kid might need to be somebody who has to have that taught to her a little more. And that's not a bad thing. I think self-awareness and empathy is a skill that every child has to be taught. We have a whole episode on teaching kids empathy. So Michelle, I would suggest if you haven't heard that one that you look it up. You can search for it on our website, or you can always just do What Fresh Hell Podcast Empathy and the episode will pop right out. There's lots of specific advice on why this is an acquired learned skill and how we can get there. I think the way station will kind of work. If she understands that saying this to another friend hurts their feelings, makes them not want to play with her that afternoon, that it's not nice, and that she can still have that feeling, is an okay way station along the way. Now, you talk about what happens in the future. She needs to self-advocate in the classroom, the boardroom, things like that. Yes, that's totally important. And as we learned last week, that is also a skill that needs to be taught. But even there, there are skills of diplomacy that need to be taught and learned, and that your daughter will need. She's going to need to learn to speak up for herself without ruffling others' feelings. So I think working on the know-it-all thing from that angle isn't going to prevent your kid from being an outspoken kid who stands up for herself. Sounds like she has that part down pretty well. But above all, Michelle, I want to say, yes, I do think this is a phase. I do think this is something that eventually gets socially corrected out by peers. But since you were probably spending a lot more time with your five-year-old daughter right now than she is with her peers, it is a chance for you to work on it. It might be a good opportunity for you to read to your daughter about bossy kids and how they're perceived and how they need to work on it. Harriet the Spy is a great one. It's probably still a little old for her, but another one I am thinking of is Sheila Tubman and all the Peter and Superfudge books that Judy Blume writes. She's a bossy, insufferable girl that Peter has a hard time with. And you might be able to talk to your daughter about that and why does she bother him so much and what should he do and how should he deal with her and let the self-identification occur or not occur. Overall, Michelle, I think your instincts are right. Protect your little girl's right to speak out while also teaching her that there are more diplomatic ways of doing that and keeping some of the screaming inside her heart, if you feel me. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.